We'd like to start the press conference for a company split of the memory business. Let us introduce ourselves. Representative Executive Officer and President and CEO, Mr. Satoshi Tsunakawa. Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Executive VP, Mr. Yasuo Naruke. My name is Hasegawa from Public Relations IR Department. Mr. Tsunakawa will explain about the decisions we made today. My name is Tsunakawa. Thank you for coming today. In a board of director meeting today, we decided on the company split of the memory business and also setting the record date of the extraordinary general meeting of the shareholders. Before explaining about the company split of the memory business, I'd like to talk about the possibility of accounting goodwill and loss in regards to the acquisition of the subsidiary company of CB&I in the United States. Since we've been working on firming the impacted amount since the end of last year, and also at the same time, there have been accounting audit office quarterly review is on progress as well. In the meantime, we have caused a lot of concern for you, but as we announced earlier on our business results announcement on 14th of February, we will talk about the impacted amount and the causes of this incident, as well as the recurrence prevention measure. Thank you for your understanding. Today, I'd just like to explain the basic concepts in regards to our nuclear business. Energy business, social infrastructure business, together with the memory storage business, those are our focus business. To supply energy in a stable manner, to build an abundant society, and also social infrastructure, we continue to work as a focus business of Toshiba Group on these businesses so that we can achieve our social mission, and we're going to enhance and maintain our scheme. But for the nuclear business, it has been the most focused area of the energy business, but we are going to change that positioning. In Japanese nuclear business, restarting, maintenance, decommissioning will be the central part of the business to continue to fulfill social responsibility. In overseas business, we are going to review how we are going to position this in the future. As a part of this review, there are some organizational change, risk management enhancement. Nuclear business department will become independent of Energy System Solutions Company, and it will become a direct reporting to the president, now being considered. Information can be shared more quickly, and to make a decision more quickly would help in cost management of the U.S. construction project, and also governance toward the Westinghouse can be further enhanced. So now, from here, I'd like to talk about the company split of the memory business and today's announcement. Memory business is the focus business of Toshiba Group. High-capacity, high-performance 3D flash memory development and ramp-up has been accelerated. And also, to meet the expanding demand of the storage, it is very essential to make large-scale capital investment. For this, we are making, in order to make the agile and rapid business management decision and need to be arranged, and also need to enhance the means for the financing so that we can lead further growth of the business and also maximize the corporate value of Toshiba Group. For that reason, on March 31st, we have decided on splitting a company of the memory business in today's board meeting. Memory business is a focus business of a company. This company split is an important matter, so we are going to call on the extraordinary general meeting of shareholders and to ask their approval.
In order to hold an extraordinary general meeting in late March, we also need to establish shareholders who are able to exercise voting rights in the meeting. So we had to consider a lead time for preparing for the meeting and legal processes, including a public announcement of the record date. Therefore, we decided today to execute this company split. So there are two factors affecting the decision of splitting the memory business. First of all, it is to further reinforce business competitiveness by continuously investing into memory business. We have considered and discussed many times on how Toshiba Group should be and its future direction. In order to further grow our focus business, memory business, and to maximize the group's corporate value, we believe it is essential to be able to implement large-scale investment at appropriate timings. Last November, we announced a construction of a new manufacturing facility in Yokkaichi. We will start its construction this February as planned, with a scheduled groundbreaking ceremony on February 9th in 2 weeks. The new entity handling the memory business will be under the Storage and Device Solutions, but it will be positioned similarly to other group companies such as Toshiba Solutions under the Industrial ICT Solutions, which is INS company, and Toshiba Elevator under the Infrastructure System Solutions, which is looking after social infrastructures. It means to hold a very important position. And Discrete and System LSI and Hard Disk Drive businesses handled by Storage and Device Solutions will be continued as is under the optimized operations. The second factor was to realize reinforcing the group's capital under the current situations. And since we recognize the potential goodwill and loss along with the acquisition of CB&I U.S. subsidiary at the end of last year, its future situations may affect our financial conditions. And we have considered the most possible and realistic measures in order to minimize this impact. Since the accounting issue of the year before last year, we have already considered splitting memory business as an option to counteract the impaired financial base. So we accelerated this possibility in response to the current issue. As we shared in the past, a potential goodwill amount related to the acquisition of CB&I subsidiary in the United States could amount to several hundreds of billion yen. Considering the potential impairment loss on this goodwill, Toshiba Group will need to strengthen its financial base by the end of March this year and currently looking into various capital options, including an infusion of third-party capital into the memory business. With that said, that today's decision will allow us to continuously invest into memory business to further reinforce its competitiveness and to realize capital reinforcement of Toshiba Group. Last but not least, after the second quarter results on November 11th, other businesses, excluding nuclear business, are all performing better than planned, mainly led by the memory business. However, at this point, considering a potential impairment loss on goodwill, along with the acquisition of CB&I subsidiary in the U.S., we are raising funds by selling stocks we own and real assets. As mentioned today, a use of external capital in the memory business is also in the view. In order to reinforce our financial base by March end, we are continuously studying various options and we will take whatever measures available for us. This concludes my explanation.
So that is all the explanations. We'd like to invite the questions. Please raise your hand and we'll give you a microphone. And please identify yourself. So please. My name is Wakabayashi from Circle Cross Corporation. Your decision today, despite all the challenges and difficulties, I think this will help in proceeding to the better direction. My question is, was that unanimous decision in your board meeting, or are there any objection? Second question, according to some mass media, they write about the auction scheme. One good reference is the Toshiba Medical, where Mr. Tsunakawa have experienced. Same thing in this case, we'll be maybe doing using auction. However, the difference is in case of Toshiba Medical, it was one out of four options. But in this case, maybe this is going to be more than a dozen company. And some of them that you select out of those more than a dozen company to be less than 19.9%. So what is the concept in selecting potential investor? The third question, in old ways, this was not assigning to the stockholders, but rather assigning to a parent company. What is the reason? Of course, the assigning to stockholders is no longer allowed in the current law, but what is the reason and Twitter's background of selecting assigning to a parent company? For your first question, in today's board of director meeting, this was a unanimous decision. In regards to the concept for selecting potential investors, there are many different schemes. In last fiscal year in Toshiba Medical could be a good reference information, but at this point of time, we cannot really disclose its details. But our basic concept is to for the sake of our employees and also for enhancing, strengthening our business is our main purpose by negotiating with the potential partner and proceed in that way. For assigning to a parent company, this flow is rather a natural direction that we are going forward. In a limited time, this way of a company split is the most natural way, we think. May I? Well, in the second question, I don't know if it's going to be an auction scheme, but in case of Toshiba Medical, the first one was the speed and the amount and also anti-monopoly law and future growth was the four conditions for selecting partners. And these are the major four points that you're going to use in this time as well. Basically, we would use the same concept, yes. Thank you. Next person. My name is Yamada from NHK Broadcasting Corporation. First question. By completing this procedure by the end of March to do financing, then there'll be some limitation in terms of capital injection from other companies. Could you please tell me the basic concepts and thinking on this issue? It has not been decided completely, but if you're going to invite external capital, a basic concept to make that below 20%. Thank you. Next question. In regards to NAND business, overseas companies like South Korean and Chinese companies are extremely interested in this investment, I think. If you think of the possibility of technology leak, what kind of company is more desirable? There would be many different possibilities. We would invite various companies and players' proposals, and then we'd like to examine their proposals and to make up our mind. Thank you. In your company split off, in order to improve your financial status, at present, it would be quite helpful to improve your current financial status. But isn't there any future disadvantage in the long term? That would also depend on what kind of investors, a little bit. However, for us, our purpose of doing so is to strengthen our NAND business in the future. And that is our focus point. So we will consider that issue and to enhance our financing. Last question for Mr. Tsunakawa, the president, and the chairman, Mr. Shiga. And also you mentioned about nuclear business. Energy Systems and Solutions Company president, Mr. Danny Roderick. What do you think of their staying on or resign? For this issue, I feel quite responsible in regards to our staying on or resign. We would follow the nomination committee's decision. But until the problem is resolved, you will continue to work. Yes, of course, until the capital procurement, until March, we will definitely exclude that. Thank you. So another person, please. My name is Hirakawa from Merrill Lynch Japan Securities. Two questions. In regards to the first half of the presentation, as Mr. Tsunakawa mentioned, in addition to memory business, infrastructure business, energy business is the focus business. And you are not thinking of selling those assets. But is that your basic concept of not selling those assets? Social infrastructure, especially, is the core pillar of our business, and it is contributing to the customers as well as society. It's an important business, so we're not thinking of selling that asset. Second question, my last question, in order to confirm the historical development until this company split, Toshiba main part, as a parent company, to make the contractual liability or debt guarantee to the Westinghouse. That is why there's no discussion of the company rehabilitation law, no Chapter 11. Is that is correct? In terms of relationship to the Westinghouse and also including the historical development, we are currently analyzing its cause. We will talk about the background and the future recurrence prevention measure in the next business result announcement on February 14th. We'll explain that. Are there a guarantee or not? Is it correct understanding? Yes, there was. So, next person. My name is Ohama. I'm from TV Tokyo. First question, in regards to nuclear business, you have announced before that you're going to achieve the 64 reactors by 2029. You're going to remove that goal and going to shrink the business. Rather than the numbers of reactors, we would review the contents of the order, including the construction or not, or just to provide the equipment facilities like turbines. So we will change and consider what to be provided. So even though the numbers of the reactors may be the same, our sales amount may be reduced, or there is a possibility of not being able to provide for the construction, and so there are number of reactors are being considered in our midterm plan. In the maintenance and also regarding moving to decommission, yes, in Japan, decommissioning and maintenance is a major part of the business. Well, overseas, Westinghouse does have about 100 reactors installed base. We will continue to provide the fuels and services all over the world. We will continue to do that, but for the new order, we will review and reconsider for the new order. And for the specific numbers, we are currently thinking in midterm plan. In a company split of the memory business of Ohama, the funding that you receive may have to be spent for compensating for the loss of the nuclear business. But how do you provide and procure the growth fund for the future memory business growth? In terms of investment for memory business, while the business is going well, we will continue to do the investment and then gain the profits and then cash flow. It could be cycled very well. When the capital is required, it's because in the past, conventionally speaking, 2D NAND is required at about 200 billion level annual investment in the 300 billion level investment for 3D NANDs. So in that transient period, we will need further capital. As one of the methods, we are taking this style of the company split. And we should be able to use that money that we gain, funding we gain, to be able to use from the company split. But for its details, the numbers of the loss for the nuclear business have not been confirmed yet. So the numbers will become solid after the 14th of February. Another question, by this company split, you can avoid the asset deficiencies. Well, the third quarter number have not been confirmed yet, but we are making measures to enhance our capital. So, next person, please. Thank you very much for the kind explanation. My name is Moriyama from J.P. Morgan Security. In the terms that you can disclose, I'd like to ask in terms of calculating the corporate value of the semiconductor business, what is the yield status of the 3D NAND of 64 layers currently, and also basic situation of the bit growth? Are there any change in those numbers? In terms of corporate value, in the world, in the market, there is the acquisition price of the SanDisk is one. But for us, our company split would depend on the evaluation of the potential participants to this investment. For the 64 layers, we already mass produce 48 layers. We are currently smoothly going to the direction for mass production and providing samples to the customers, and we are aiming for further mass production. Second question, are you also considering IPO of the semiconductor business? At this moment, we have not made any specific decision, but I think that is one of the possibilities that exists in the future. Third question, let's say if your loss is approximately 700 billion yen, as we have been reported in the mass media, then asset deficiency amount will be around 100 billion Japanese yen. And let's say if you sell close to 20% of the semiconductor business, then you would receive 200 billion yen. So you would have the positive figure of the asset of 100 billion yen. At the end of this fiscal year, what kind of level are you aiming for to do the asset sales? Are you considering the last fiscal year's actual level? What is the landing last figure of the equity asset at the end of fiscal year? Could you please disclose those information in the capacity you can? As we mentioned earlier, in our financial closing, when those sizes are firmed in terms of numbers, then we can explain those points. And the target amount of money, I will refrain from explaining about our target money. Last question. If you can avoid the asset deficiency at the end of fiscal year, I think after March 15th, removing the going to the direction of the removing designation of securities on alert, or separate from that, of course you'll be making various reporting on this, but other factors need to be included, but you have to look at still further examine the situation until coming up with the conclusions. Or have you made a certain timeline schedule with FSA or TSE so that you'll be able to know the future directions? If you could talk about that, I'd be appreciated. In case of designation as securities on alert, removing that, there's nothing been decided yet about that. What we are currently doing is our enhancing our internal control, especially our governance on the overseas affiliated companies, and to make the measures to enhance our recurrence prevention measure and to explain that to the TSE. Thank you. So the next person, please. My name is Yamada from Toyo Keizai. I have three questions. Since you seem not being able to provide a detailed response, so this is more or less a very rough question, but for Toshiba, what is money-making business, which is non-business, you have to now separate non-business. And even with that profits, I think there will be possibility of making some scenario to using that growth leading business to make another growth area. But now it is getting more difficult to do so. What is your current candid comment on that? At this time, in the meaning of enhancing non-business and also to be able to continue the investment, that is why we came up with this decision. And this would help in enhancing our semiconductor business, our NAND flash memory business. In terms of enhancing this business, you already have had a very difficult financial status for a long time already, sometime before. What you should have been done that before, no? Well, we have been considering this, but now this has made an opportunity to consider this and accelerate this decision. Last fiscal year and this fiscal year, you have made upward correction of the financial outlook. And then at the end of last year, all of a sudden this incident happened. And now you have to sell your treasure-like business. So if you people look at this, especially the external investors look at this situation, do you think that they can trust the company called Toshiba? In the regards to this issue of the acquisition of the subsidiary company in the U.S. affiliate, we'd like to feel very sorry for causing very rapid concerns for the stakeholders and investors. Last question. 2 years ago, in the financial accounting issue, there was crossing over some other departments. And now this time, however, is completely a nuclear business-only issue. But for the employees who have been working very hard, I think they are demotivated. So any comment and impressions to those your employees who have been hardworking employees, as well as stakeholders and customers? From the financial accounting issue, and especially this fiscal year, all the business, we wanted to make the profits in all the business area. So our employees have worked very hard, and as a result, apart from this nuclear business and apart from television business, all the other businesses, we are able to make profits. So we'd like to express sincere respect and appreciation for the efforts made by those our employees who made such a great efforts. And also like to express appreciation and also express my apology for the customers who have supported us and who supported our technology and our people. and we cause a lot of disturbance and anxiety. So for that, those customers would like to express my apology. For the nuclear business, you're not going to do any more construction nor EPC. However, if you're just going to provide the reactors, and then the risk will be certainly limited. However, still risk is quite difficult to predict in this business. But why do you still continue to do nuclear business? What is the reason for not abandoning nuclear business? In the overseas business, as we mentioned earlier, we will review our concepts in that business. Thank you. So next person, please. Thank you for your explanation. My name is Miyamoto from Mitsubishi UFJ Morgan Stanley Security. My first question, in memory business, the balance sheet after the fiscal year end, how solid is the balance sheet going to be or sufficient? Because of this impairment, before this discussion of the impairment, you were talking about 500 billion yen capital and then aiming for the absolute amount of 1 trillion yen. But now I think the result at the fiscal year end is going to become the numbers, which is quite significantly different from those numbers you mentioned before. So how are you going to enhance the capital after the fiscal year end?
So basically, I agree with what you just said. So I'd like to explain, including our midterm plan at the financial briefing meeting on February 14th when we have fixed numbers. The second question, I believe Yokkaichi factory is a place to generate added values for NAND business, though with R&D functions, but it is half owned by Western Digital. With this company split by infusing external capital, so Toshiba's a portion of benefiting its added value will be roughly around 40%, which could be further reduced if the entity goes into public. When that happens, can this memory business still be considered as the core business for Toshiba? It could be seen as if Yokkaichi is mainly controlled by Western Digital, who owns 50%, while Toshiba remains as number two partner. So can you comment on this with Yokkaichi as a starting point? How do you view positioning of memory business? With Yokkaichi, in terms of a relationship with Western Digital, so we've had a long and good relationship with SanDisk by jointly investing and developing businesses, which is now transferred to Western Digital, with whom we would like to continue on a good partnership. In Yokkaichi, actual manufacturing operations are executed by Toshiba. So when it comes to this overall balance, as well as the balance of joint venture on the operation, we have no intention of making any change for the time being. So we are not thinking this split will cause any difficult conditions. Thank you very much. So this is Kaneda from TBS. So you decided the company split. So you're now selling this mainstay business. Do you really think you can rebuild Toshiba? So we are taking a step back with this, but we want to restart towards the revitalization at this opportunity. So how do you think about the revitalization more in specific manner? First of all, I think we have to start by reinforcing our financial base. And then beyond that, after reinforcing the capital, what is your vision to operate your business with the fewer businesses? I would like to explain in the midterm plan at the next opportunity on February 14th, including its scenario. So this whole thing was caused because of the nuclear business. So I think it's more appropriate for Chairman Shiga to be here to explain, as the head of the nuclear operations, why is he not here? Today's main purpose was to announce the splitting of non-business, which was decided by the board meeting today. That's why Naruki and I are here to explain. So I want to ask both of you. So you're from either healthcare business or also from NAND business, but this nuclear business is now actually damaging your growing businesses. How do you accept this condition? Well, I am currently looking at the semiconductor and hard disk businesses. So I recognize this as the crisis for whole Toshiba. And I want to concentrate on overcoming this condition with all our efforts. So my last question. So you are reviewing the nuclear business now, which used to be your major business. And can we consider this as a turning point for Toshiba? We will be reviewing the overseas business. But domestic business, we still have many things to handle, including decommissioning or Fukushima. So we will continue to take our responsibility to address them. This is Yasui from UBS Securities. I have three questions. My first question. So overseas nuclear business is continuously exposed to difficult situations where risks cannot be controlled, forcing you to review the business. And it also seems that you're not able to withdraw from projects. So after sharing information directly under the president, how do you plan to control risks? Well, you still seem to have business risks remaining even after this loss on the issue. How are you going to address them? We are currently investigating the causes of the issue, including the recurrence prevention measures, also including the numbers. So based on them, we'd like to get back to you next month. So are you saying you're going to share some sort of drastic measures next month so you can explain risk factors? Yeah, you may think so. My second question, splitting the semiconductor business. So maybe it might be better to sell the whole business for you. Just like Toshiba Medical Systems, you are able to receive a huge lump sum of money and makes it easier for you to add a premium. So only 20% may seem to be an incomplete investment by investors, not allowing them to absorb Yokkaichi or its technologies, or it may not motivate them enough. So maybe you go with 20% for now, potentially IPO in the future. That could be the method taken for the time being. But will there be a timing in the future where you make a clear decision about this business? Can you confirm this? So we chose 20% because we consider non-business to remain as an important business, and that's how we want to continue. And my last question. Other than the nuclear power and the NAND businesses, you mentioned that businesses have improved. You're also cutting bonuses for the employees. So it doesn't really seem that your business model has made a substantial improvement. And so will there be major changes in your business reinforcement measures in other businesses? So except for NAND business, other semiconductor businesses are now turning into profitable conditions from loss-making. All the social infrastructure businesses are now turning into profitable conditions. So their margins are improving a lot now. So we want to continue on enhancing our financial structure as we have been doing so far. So this is Hamada from Reuters. So now I understand the Toshiba Group will continue to hold Westinghouse. But can you share the assumptions for this decision? I think you thought you could shut off risks by withdrawing EPC business in overseas. Can you also share the thoughts behind? Regarding overseas business, including the relationship with Westinghouse, we are currently reviewing them. So I want to know why you decided to continue holding Westinghouse. You cannot sell even though you want to. Because of that, you had no other choice but to continue holding the Westinghouse. We are reviewing, including that point. So if you were to stop receiving new construction orders, I think the future earnings for the Westinghouse is going to be reduced substantially than expected. Is it still acceptable? If that happens, wouldn't that be an impairment loss on the Westinghouse itself, in addition to the impairment loss caused by the Stone & Webster? So currently, we are engaged in construction projects in 4 units in the U.S. Those 4 units in China do not include constructions. That way, we are trying to proceed our projects without constructions to shut off risks. That is what we are aiming for. This is Ezawa from Citigroup Securities. I have 3 questions. First of all, I believe that there is a litigation going on between CB&I and Westinghouse. So let me reconfirm this again. So the loss of several hundreds of billion you mentioned, which is said to be 700 billion by the news report, is a separate issue. So after addressing this time incident, the dispute will continue and its risks, or the trial could proceed as Toshiba expected. Is this correct? It is a dispute with CB&I about working capital, or rather, it is a coordination with them. So this is now included in the number on the issue. Therefore, Once we get an answer from an accounting firm about the gap dispute, the amount will be reduced. If you were to post the expense, wouldn't that make you recognize the disadvantaged position in the trial proceedings? Currently, we are disputing with CB&I about working capitals or inventories having a 2 billion gap. That is currently in dispute. It was brought to the court in order to determine whether accountants must be involved or not. And as a result, it was judged that working capital had to be coordinated under the direction of an accounting firm, which is currently reviewed by them. When results are out, they will affect our finance number in a positive manner. So this amount is currently in the goodwill from a conservative perspective. It is included in the number on the issue. If that's the case, when details are announced on February 14th. Will this estimated working capital of 2 billion be removed? We have to have a result from the accounting firm. I don't think we receive it by February 14th. Still, it is included in the mentioned several hundreds of billion, correct? It is in the goodwill from a conservative perspective. But we cannot remove them until we receive an accounting firm's answer for conclusion. One more thing. So this issue is included in the number. I believe you have other risk potentials within your group. So you're splitting the company for memory business and selling some capitals are being considered. Will they be the final resolution? Or do you have any other concerns such as free port issue, a pension discount rate, or Landis Gear goodwill, which are not directly related? We don't know if they will surface as issues, but how do you plan to address these potential risks when you face them? It is true, in a previous quarterly results briefing meeting, as CFO Hirata mentioned, we recognize the issue on Freeport as a potential risk. So we want to take actions to reinforce our capitals so we can realize our future growth. So you made announcement of splitting the NAND flash memory business. So eventually, are you saying that you want to continue on operating both in NAND flash memory and nuclear power businesses? Is that what Mr. Tsunakawa was trying to tell us? Or including the news report, that Mr. Tsunakawa also mentioned you want to continue on NAND business but while revising the overseas nuclear power business. So it wasn't really clear to us that which is more important and which is to be sold and which is to be supported. Basically, we will try to maintain the three pillar businesses, energy, social infrastructure, and the storage device businesses. So we maintain those three pillars, and ICT solution will be supporting them. Those are the four business areas we will be continuing. And we are taking the nuclear power business from energy, and we will be reviewing how we conduct the business in overseas. That is the only difference. We split the non-flash memory, however, this will remain to be our focus business. This is Otsuka from GG. So you mentioned the nuclear power business will be separated from the energy. Is it already separated or when are you going to do so? We are studying that right now. I will explain this on February 14th. So separation. Are you also thinking about splitting this business in the future or you're just trying to clarify the control of the business? Or we are trying to reinforce the internal system, so it's nothing to do with the company split. So when it comes to reviewing overseas business, so you are not doing the constructions, but you still have fuel and service businesses, which are the profit-making businesses within Westinghouse. Are they going to be also reviewed, or you're only looking at the new areas, including how we run the company and including the system and organization? They are all closely intermingled each other. So let me get back to you on the 14th. My last question. I think it was in the summer, you mentioned that you will be resuming hiring new graduates. But now that you're in this situation, so I'm sure there are students who are looking for jobs who are concerned about this situation. Can you tell us what your view on this? We think it's essential to have human talents to continue transferring technologies and continue operating the businesses. So we will be proceeding, restarting the new graduate hires, as explained before. This is Shimada from Nikko Securities. I have two technical questions about the semiconductor business. My first question, so every time you build a new building at Yokkaichi operations, such as Fresh Alliance you had in the past, I think the equipment are booked off balance, basically. Is this the right understanding? So, if you were to lower the shareholding ratio of the Yokkaichi operations, would they be handled differently? At the Yokkaichi operations, I think the building and the people belong to Toshiba itself. However, the equipment will be handled in a special accounting method. Would there be any change to that? So we don't think there would be any change in handling them. So it still remained the same even with the lowered shareholding ratio. So the joint venture who runs the actual operations and Toshiba or the split company will maintain the same current relationship. So they're booked on off balance this point. Well, some are yes and some are not. That remains the same. One more question. When we look at your documents, it says the split company includes SSD but not including image sensors. So what do you mean by including SSD? I think it might be more convenient for the investors if you were to split just the purely just NAND business. So wouldn't that be an obstacle for asking for the investors to invest in this business? What is your concept behind by including SSD? So let me first explain how this NAND product is structured. So with NAND products, the NAND itself are utilized on a smartphone in a large volume. So in a single package installed on a smartphone, there is also a controller to control NAND devices. So it functions something like SSD to control NANDs. Without controller, NAND does not function fully. So SSD is something slightly bigger than that, so has a different level of controls, but having this control with a huge amount of NAND, in that sense, SSD is part of the NAND business. So you're saying SSD, so rather than this is a SSD or for PCs or data centers, you're talking about embedded SSD. Is that the right understanding? No, everything is included. So if it's everything, the SSD for data center, wouldn't that be an obstacle? No, the data center business would not be an obstacle. So we have split businesses within a split company. So I want to take one more last question. This is Imazawa from Mainichi Newspaper. So earlier, you mentioned the nuclear power business would be directly supervised by the president. So what happened to the positioning of Chairman Shiga then? I will explain, including that on February 14th. So this concludes the press conference.